With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Diplomats in Europe and the Middle East press for widening of the truce.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration would like to see a new extension of a ceasefire agreement in Israel's war with Hamas after the current one expires.
We'd like to see the pause extended because what it has enabled, first and foremost, is hostages being released, coming home, being reunited with their families. It's also enabled us to surge humanitarian assistance into the people of Gaza who so desperately need it.
As Blinken prepares to make his third visit to the Middle East since the war began with Hamas's October 7 attacks in Israel, I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also on SRNews.com, the Japanese Coast Guard says a U.S. Air Force Osprey based in Japan crashed during a training mission off the country's southern coast, killing at least one of the eight crew members. U.S. Air Force Special Operations Command says that the CV-220B Osprey was from Yokota Air Base and assigned to the 553rd Special Operations Wing. U.S. life expectancy rose last year, but it still isn't close to what it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. University of Texas sociology professor Mark Hayward says the 2022 rise in life expectancy was mainly due to the waning pandemic.
COVID is much less lethal now, and it's showing up in the mortality statistics. At the same time, it's still lethal, and we're still not back to the pre-COVID levels.
Life expectancy is now 77 years, 6 months, about what it was two decades ago. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 122 points at 35,539. This is SRN News. More babies are being born because Roe v. Wade was overturned.
The math is simple. The Institute of Labor Economics has revealed a report stating, quote, in the first 6 months of 2023, births rose by an average of 2.3% in states enforcing total abortion bans compared to a control group of states where abortion rights remained protected. The Institute goes on to say that roughly 32,000 more babies were born since Roe was overturned last summer, babies that very likely would have been aborted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An organization that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany reports a drastic increase in its incidents ever since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The RIAS group says it has recorded nearly 1,000 anti-Semitic incidents, which is an average of 29 per day and an increase of 320% compared to the same time period last year. This is SRN News. Ukraine says the wife of its spy chief is being treated for heavy metals poisoning.
Mariana Budinova is the wife of Lieutenant General Kirilo Budinov, the head of the military intelligence agency known as the GUR. A spokesman for the agency says Budinova is in hospital but did not offer details, such as the exact nature of the heavy metals that caused the poisoning, nor did he say if it was believed to have been intended for Budinov or whether Russia is thought to be behind it. Budinov has told reporters his wife has been living with him in his office. Earlier this year, the GUR spokesman said Budinov had survived 10 assassination attempts carried out by the Russian State Security Service, FSB. Russia had no immediate comment. I'm Ben Thomas.
With her husband as a silent witness, Rosalynn Carter was celebrated by her family and closest friends at her funeral in Plains, Georgia, the same tiny town where she and Jimmy Carter were born. More details at SRNews.com.